Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Amen. All right now. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank the Lord. Jennifer, I'm so grateful you allow the Holy Spirit to use you in ministry and worship and walking under the anointing of the Lord. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Amen. So God bless you all today. Happy Mother's Day to all our precious mothers. Please don't get me started because I'm going to be about crying in a minute anyway. All of the precious mothers that make up Three Piece, all of the women, all of the sisters, may the Lord God bless you today on this special day. This is a day that we honor you. This is a day that we thank God for you, which we do should do each and every day. But on this special day, I thank God for the prayer that went forth to encourage mothers' hearts on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So us men, we don't have a whole lot to offer, but we're going to offer a little bit on today. And so if there's any men that's in the house of the Lord, whether it be in the sanctuary or in the overflow, and you like to give a tribute to your mom or to your wife, I want you to do that at this time. Amen. So I'm going to start with, and listen, we're not going to get up here and preach, but we're going to take about 2 minutes to give that tribute to that special mother that's in your life. And so we're going to start out. I'm going to ask if Brother David would come, and then Brother Tyrone, and any men that's in the sanctuary, in the overflow, make your way this way as we honor our mothers on today. Amen. Praise God.
My wife is my lifesaver. Without my wife, I don't be here. She saved me from the world and brought me to Christ. She's been, we met when I was 17. We've been together basically ever since. Been married 50 years. Nothing but love. You know, even before I was saved, we were melted to each other. Been there through everything. We've always been there together. We always put our heads together. We went forward. I thank her for her undying love. You know, my dad used to tease me and he'd say, if you told Patricia you could fly a plane, she'd get on the plane with you. I don't know about that. But I knew, always know she had my back at 100%. She didn't give up on me with my stiff neck when I was pulling back from God, not accepting God. She just gave me a little time and come back at me again, you know. And finally, you know, because I saw what faith had done for her and what faith was in her life. You know, a good example is the best thing in the world. So I come to you today to tell you I have nothing but praise for my wife. I thank all the other wives. Amen.
Praise God. I just have a little short speech. It'll be less than 2 minutes. Praise God. Mother's love. Mother's love. And a source of comfort, nurture, and strength, often comparing to God's love for humanity. It emphasizes a mother's role of raising her children, teaching them wisdom, and instilling values. An enduring nature of the mother's affection, that unconditional love. That's what a mother does. In 1 Corinthians 13, it said, love bears all things, mothers. Believe it all things, mothers. Hope all things, mothers. All things, enduring all things. That's a mother's love. God bless you.
I want to go back to 1977. My parents split, and my mother took us, my brother and I, to Alabama. And obviously, it was a culture shock for me, going from California to essentially rural Alabama. But my mom was, she was solid. She made life enjoyable, although things were not, we were not wealthy. But she made, we got the things that we needed, and it was enjoyable. I have one story, and this has more to do with my brother than my mom. We lived in an apartment complex before we came back to California. There was a squirrel that would come and scratch at our door for nuts. You remember that story, Mom? Yeah. So, like once a day, he would come and scratch for nuts. And for whatever reason, my brother threw a screwdriver at him. I don't know why. But my point is, my mom really provided a solid foundation for me. And now this is 48 years later. So I'm thankful for what Mom did back then.
Well, I'll talk about my mom first. I lost my mom in 2022. She was a great woman. She raised three children by herself, and I seen the struggles that my mom went through raising me, my brother, and my sister. But she set an example. She planted a seed in us at a very, very young age, and that was in the house of the Lord. So even though we went our own little ways, but eventually the tadpoles found its way back to the pond, which is the church. So I commend my mom, and I thank her for that. And now I'm in the company of another mom, which is my wife. We've been together 30-plus years. So we started out as kids, and we stuck together for 30-plus years. And a lot of my friends wonder, man, you and Barbara been together since y'all was like 20. You know, and a lot of people at that age can't say that they've been married for 30-plus years. And I thank God for, you know, she keeps me rounded and rooted at certain points in my life where I could have went this way or that way. But she was a strong woman, and I love her for it. She reminded me a lot of my mom. She didn't take no stuff. So I love my wife, and I hope to be with her another 30-plus years.
Warren, did you want to have anything to say about your precious wife? Amen. If there's any other men in the house, make your way this way, and then we're going to turn over to the daughters as well that may want to have a word for their moms on today. Is that all right, you all? Amen. Praise God.
Excuse me, Miss Jones. This is embarrassing. No, it's not. Maria. You know, and I think, I don't know if Pastor mentioned, we were supposed to video this and they were supposed to present it up there. We didn't do it. But I will say that it's being videoed, I know. Maria, I love you so much. You have been, the only thing I can think of to compare you to is a flower. You're delicate, sweet. You're inspiring. You changed me. I think you already know this. I was a knucklehead when you met me, and you remember that. It was funny, and I see young men today that remind me of myself when I was that age. And, you know, the good thing is that God saw something, not what I would be able to do in myself, but he saw something that he could take and change. And he changed me through you. There's a song that the Whispers used to sing, and the name of the song was, I'm Going to Make You My Wife. I think we may have even danced to that on our wedding. I'm not sure, our wedding party. But it has some words in it. Do you mind if I read them? Hand me my phone, please. I'm going to read them because they say, I don't know, I've never forgotten that song, and the words of it are so telling. And this is a song that was written, you know, in a sense, before we got married. So it says, I'm going to make you my wife. And I did that, right? because you're my everything. All my hopes and dreams come true. I can live my life with you. I'm going to buy you some rings. And everywhere you go, everyone will know that it's real what you make me feel. Until there's no more of me, I will try to make you see that I will be my all in all from here to eternity. Be my world eternally. We'll have a child. We had three. And watch him grow. Cross my heart and hope to die if I ever make you cry. And I have to admit it, I've made you cry a few times when we were younger, you know. And I regret those times when I made you cry. There's been times I've upset you. You didn't cry, but you were upset. And I want to say I'm sorry to you. And you know how we are, man. We knuckleheads. Yeah, I was a knucklehead when you met me. I'm still a kind of a knucklehead today. But it goes on and says, I'm going to make you my song. You'll be my symphony. My rhapsody, my line. You'll be my melody, my harmony, my child. You'll be the air I breathe, the birds and bees, my wife. And that's why I love you so much. Thank you.
This is the day the Lord has made. All right. I first want to give honor to God, who truly is the head of my life. And in traditional fashion, Mother's Day evokes so much emotion. Because when you think about a mother, whether born from a mother by birth as it relates to bore children, or a mother who has mothered from her heart, you know, God made something special, and he made us women. I know why he had to put Adam to sleep, because y'all would have just messed it up. Our body parts have been all out of whack in different places, just like forehead. No, don't do that. So, but I want to give honor to the late Ida Geraldine Baker to you. So just real quick, when I couldn't be a mother, she, and before it even became a medical known fact, at 15 she entrusted me to be a mother to her children when her and Uncle Ben decided to make a family. I thank God for her wisdom and her insight and her obedience. She was an amazing woman. You didn't get the chance to meet the character of Geraldine. But for those of us who knew her, boy, she was a character. And I have to say thank you to my mama too, and my mama Patricia, because I've always admired the Naomi Ruth relationship in the Word of God. And no matter what season I'm in, God always sends me Naomi's and to help me, Ruth, to get where I need to go. And one day y'all gonna get me a husband. I know between the two of you, you're gonna make it out. I have a good feeling, a funny feeling, a sneaky suspicion. But my mother, who's in there with the kids, I doubt she'll come out. But my mom, she's my best friend. Tell her everything, even things she don't want to know. I tell her. I'm like, come on now, girl, let's go. Let's hang in there. But my mother has taught me how to pray. And at almost 41 years old, I thank God for that being the biggest heartfelt lesson I'm holding on to, because she's taught me how to pray. When I was sick in 2021, and I told my mama that I wasn't going to make it, as I felt life leaving me, I heard my mother, as she put her hand on my knee, and she said, we're not doing that today. And I know she wasn't talking to me. But when you have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you're praying, he told death to jump on back. And I believe when I was 5 months old, that's the same thing you said. And Lord knows in between those teenage years. But I thank God for every time you've prayed and labored, not just physically, but spiritually for me, for my sister, for your grandchildren, both of blood and of heart. And to every woman in this room, past and present mothers that have come through 3P's, I want to say thank you. I've watched Barbara war for her children and her family, literally, and won. I thank God for Sister Mama too, as I already said, but Sister Dorothy, Samhar, Sister Jessie, Sister Maria, everyone, Sister Raquel, Sister Jackie, Sister Tiffany, I thank God for these women. Sister Jennifer, thank you. Atmosphere Shifter, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for every woman. If I didn't say your name, it's not charged to my head and not my heart, but every woman. And I thank God that the Lord has blessed us to have a ministry where women can be poured into. And shameless plug, Be Healed Conference 2025, August 21st to the 24th. Be blessed.
Amen. Where's Allison? And amen. I mean, Sean. Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to say to my mom, even though, you know, we go through our ups and downs, and her journey has not been easy. But through your sacrifice, your love for me, we're making it. And I love you, even on our toughest days. And it's just my desire at this point in my life to make your life a bit easier.
Amen. Is there anyone else in the house? I don't know if Tiffany did be rolled in here or if there's anyone else. Your mom may be gone, have gone on to be with the Lord. But if you're in the house of the Lord today, this is Mother's Day. And if you would like to have a word, please come and have a word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I heard someone say there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know it's the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. They did wheel you in here.
You are not recording this. Mother's Day, you know, it's I just want to say that so many people touch your life in so many different ways, and I know that my mom, she's in Vegas, she's still with us, and she's in Vegas, and I love my mom to pieces. It hasn't been easy. And, you know, and so as I've gotten older, I know I've leaned to others who have truly embraced me and have stepped in those places. And I am so thankful and grateful. And I think I can share with the same sentiment as pretty much everyone, all the other daughters who have come up here. And who are just so thankful and grateful to those chosen moms that I like to call them. You know, they are surrogates, and you know, and you know, as we get older, we realize that although our moms have, we wouldn't be here without them, but we are who we are because of all those others who have come into our life, And so I just want to give a personal thank you. And see, this is what I didn't want to happen, but exactly. I love you. Thank you so much for everything. When I left, I did a stint to Houston for a couple of years, but I think you knew, thank you. I think you knew I was going to be back. And she was unwavering, and you always emailed and texted me. And no matter how many times I kept saying we were going to meet for lunch and we'll get together, life just life's, you know. And, you know, at some point it slowed down. I mean, right now I'm to a stop, but, you know, it slowed down. And I am so thankful and grateful that you did not give up on me. And you always welcomed me back. And I know even in this condition right here, if it were not for you or even Camille, I don't think I would be as strong as I am right now. You've been there. I know that you'll always be there. And I am so thankful and grateful to you. And for those who are, you know, I've been hurt. It's been about a month now. And I'm, 2 weeks and some change out of surgery, and I'm able to move my leg. So, you know, that is of nothing but God and all the prayers from you, everyone, be my prayer warriors. And thank you, thank you, thank you. But I love you, and thank you so much.
Sister Jessie, did I see you trying to make your way up here? I saw you fudging back there a little bit. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house and to those who are not present. You know, my mother passed when I was 14 years old, and my oldest sister became our surrogate mother. She passed away in 1995, but there were 4 kids that were under 18, and she brought us here to California, and she raised us with her son. And she led me and my younger sisters to Christ. It's because of my sister's guidance and her love for the Lord that I am here today, that I honor and I praise God for everything that he has done for me. I thank God for my daughter. She's not a mother, but she loves kids to no end. And I just like to say happy Mother's Day to her, because she has God children. And she is as loving to them as if they were her own. I thank God for Sister Perry. She's not old enough to be my mother, but she has that mother with. She leads the women here at Open, the women here at 3P's. She leads the women here at 3P's, and she has that nurturing spirit. She encourages us to do our best. Anyway, my 2 minutes are up. Thank you for the time, and thank you for the opportunity to acknowledge those mothers that have been in my life. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Love you, Sister Jessie. Praise the Lord. Here come the sweetest lady in Eastvale.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Well, I just want to, I don't really like talking in front of people, but I do want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, even though she's not here anymore, and to my mother-in-law, who is not here anymore. I'm number 14 out of 15 children. I'm the baby girl, and I never knew how poor we were growing up, because I would get a new bike twice a year, birthday and Christmas. But I just want to say that my mother struggled with 15 children. My father was always off in the service, and every 2 years he came back, she would be pregnant. So I just want to say to all the great mothers who have struggled, as my mother did, and of course, you know, my mother-in-law as well, I just want to say happy Mother's Day.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, Sister Evangelist Dolores. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, praise God. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I don't have any prepared speech. I wasn't planning on doing this. I just think, though, that Camille needs some honor, should be showed toward her for being the godmother that she is to those children, even before she had to step into that position. So I know now that she's in that position, what a wonderful, wonderful mother she will be. And so, you know, we thank God. We don't know God's plans for things, why she doesn't have children, but why she has these godchildren. But God knows, and everything God does is for a purpose. So I just want to give honor to Camille for her heart. She loves children. She loves people. She loves the young adults. And I just think, I want to say, God bless you for that heart, that spirit, and what a wonderful mother. Happy Mother's Day to you, Camille R. Perry.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, mothers are special because God does something for mothers that he doesn't do for fathers, but it amazes me. We've been talking about women and being mothers and what all they go through. You know, it's just amazing. I'm so glad that God has designed a plan for us. He made a standard for us. And it's so many women that hold to that standard. And I'm so grateful to know all of you. And there's been mothers that have come through Open Door that are no longer...
Open Door. Excuse
me. Why do we keep saying Open Door? That was almost 40 years. So that have come through three Ps, through prayer, praise, and proclamation. That's why you looked at me so funny. Open Door, what is that? I do honor the mothers that were at Open Door that had their hand in teaching us women, the importance of being a mother. I'm just tremendously grateful for God's good hand. It's a blessing to be a mother. Whether you birth them or you come alongside to aid them, anytime you can pour something good into someone, that is special. That's precious. Because there's a lot of folks that don't care to do good. So it's a good thing that God gives us to want to share something that's important in someone's life that's going to help them along the way. I am tremendously grateful that I get to interact with all of you. You are all precious jewels. You're all special and unique in your own right and your own way. And I love each and every one of you, and I appreciate you so much for all you do for this ministry and for us. God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace.
Yes.
Because he's just that kind of friend.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, young lady. You blessed us today especially. You bless us every time you come. But today, God used you to break that foothold that the enemy was trying to establish in here. Thank God for you. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. You know, this is a beautiful thing. You know, so don't go anywhere, Sister Perry. Come on back in here. Yeah. She easy to disappear on me. We didn't got old. We play hide and go seek at home, but stay here right now. You know, I'll be brief because we want to get to the word. But I think it's in just a few moments after I say what I have to say, I'm going to ask these three brothers here to come up here, and then I'm going to ask if every sister that's in the overflow would come in here as well. So there's some gifts here for all of the women today, and thank God for the hospitality. Who have prepared things so beautiful. No matter what holiday it is, whatever event it is, these precious sisters are always have a servant's heart in the house of the Lord to bless God's people. Amen. But I just want to thank God, you know, I had a natural mother who birthed me. And I'm sort of like Sister Barbara's testimony that we were poor, didn't even know it. Had no idea that we were poor. But through her prayers and through her working 2 and 3 jobs and Father nowhere around, she raised us. And she raised us knowing the difference between right and wrong. And she had a huge impact on me. I won't go through all that, but I remember one time she was just crying, looking at me and just shaking her head, saying, "Where did I go wrong?" And the Lord put it in my heart to tell her at that time, "Mom, if you ever cry again, it won't be because of me." And do you know, from that point in 79, before Sister Sandy and I remarried, that she never cried another tear for me till she passed away in 2008. And I am so grateful. I thank God for my wife. You all have heard our story. And I heard, as Brother David was sharing, how his wife was there all the time praying for him and crying out to the Lord on your behalf. And I remember when the dark times when we were divorced, and I remember at one point we bumped into each other and with the phone or something, and I remember she telling me, "Well, whoever I marry got to be saved." I'm like, "What's that?" You know, so I go home and ask my mother, "Mom, what about that saved stuff?" She said, "Well, you just as saved as anybody. You got baptized when you was 8 years old." I'm like, "No, Mom, something different." Something different. Had no idea that we would ever, ever be together again. This lady, I believe I came to know the Lord, not because of so much of a desire to have her back, but I believe she was praying for me. I believe that God had a divine purpose for her life and for mine. And who we were prior to salvation, those two folks don't even exist anymore. The Lord saved me. She got saved about 6 months after our divorce, praying for her husband, but not me. But look at God. So I dare not bore you all's patience, but I am so grateful, Sandy, you have been there all the time through the hard times, the good times, the terrible times. You've been there right by my side. And because of your love for God and for me seeing the love of God in you and you praying and you standing in the gap for the family and for your children, I thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I never, ever want to take your love, your commitment, your labor of love for granted. I thank you. You're the apple of my eye. And I praise God for you. Amen. So all the sisters that are in the overflow, could you please come in? Could you three brothers come on up here? We're gonna pass out these gifts to the ladies. Amen. Is that all right? We're going to get a quick word, y'all. We're going to have some word. We're going to get out of here on a high note. Amen. Jennifer probably going to sing the house down by the time we get through with this word. Amen. Amen. Not everybody one time. Y'all come on running on in here. And some of y'all rolling in. Oh. Hi, Tiffany. When you have daughters, you have so many daughters. And, you know, and I need to say, too, you know, so Sandy is now, I call her mom, I call her all kind of things. And now I got another mother in Camille.
That's right.
You know, you take your medicine? Oh, boy. Amen, amen. So, all right, so is everybody in here that's coming in? Praise the Lord. Where's Allison at? Is she out there, too? Amen. So we just want to serve. But Sister Raquel, come on up here, sweetheart. Sister Jackie, come on up here. Amen. Carolina's not here. These ladies, y'all don't know how much of a blessing they are, not only to the ministry, but I'm talking about to me. I can bounce anything off of Raquel or Jackie at any time. You know, I don't have a problem opening up my heart to these ladies because they've always been there for me. And for the ministry, and for that I thank you for all of the hard work. You come in and you see how things are laid out so beautiful. I mean, not just put together. I mean, anointing put together. I thank you all so much. So is it all right if I serve you, we serve you all the gifts and the cards? Those cards are made by Sister Carolina and Sister Raquel here. How they do this stuff, I have no idea. Amen. So brothers, grab a card, grab a gift, find you ladies and pass these out, a card and a gift for each one of these ladies. Amen. And Sister Simhar, I believe you have a birthday coming up on May 14th. Hallelujah. Simhar, is it true that you were in a coma for a year?
Four weeks,
and you were and in the hospital for a year. And when you came to the house of the Lord, you were on a cane? Could you just stand up right now and give God some praise for what he's done in your life? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Giving a heart of gold. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's a card for Sister Simhar.
That's her birthday card.
Birthday card for Simhar. Right there. Amen. Jennifer, did they take care of you, sweetheart? Amen. Amen. You can tell Pastor Shane that he can give his tribute next week. Jennifer, you can tell Pastor Shane he can give his tribute next week. Yeah, all right. Praise God. She said, can I go now? Well, if you have to. Yeah, you're dismissed, honey. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no love like a mother's love. There's no love like the saints of God, the love that the saints of God have for God and for one another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So look, we're going to just go on and share a word with you all, and we're going to be on our merry way. I know there's dinners probably already, a reservation's been made, and I just thank the Lord, amen, for being in the house of God one more time. Thank you, Lord. God is doing something in our midst. So my thought today is a mother in need is a mother indeed. Y'all say that with me. A mother in need is a mother indeed. How many know that today? I mean, when I look at the mothers and see stuff that they do, I'm like, wow. I mean, making a little something out of nothing. When dad is tired and sleeping, can't keep his eyes open, mother's still in the house working, still seeing about the children, still figuring out what to cook, all of these various things. But it's something about a mother's love who will stand through fire, hail, sleet, snow, whatever, for their children. If you want to get on a mother's bad side, you start messing with the children. You got a problem on your hand. When my oldest brother had got to his worst point, and everybody said, we are done with him. That's it. My mother kept on praying. She was kept on praying for him, and she prayed and prayed until he stopped drinking, until he stopped getting high, until he stopped ripping folks off. Mother was praying for him. Reminded of that song to say, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, and they took some time and prayed for me. They didn't have a doubt that God would bring me out. I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. Anybody know your mother was praying for you that's in the house today? That your wife been praying for you? That your daughter's been praying for you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So we praise God. I'm gonna take you to Mark chapter 7. Actually, we're going to look at Mark 7 and part of Mark 15 because they cover the same narrative about this Gentile woman who had faith, but she was a mother who had a need, and she knew where to go. Amen? Praise God. So a mother in need is a mother indeed. What's a need? When you know when you have a need, okay, what do Webster say? I don't know. But a condition requiring something. There's something missing. There's something urgent. There's something that needs attention. And so when a mother is in need, we're going to see today that she's a mother indeed. Indeed mean without any question. Yeah. She's a mother without question. That's undeniable that this is a godly, God-fearing woman who will do whatever she can for her family. As Simhar read from Proverbs 31, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. My God. Thank you, Lord. I saw a little acronym for mothers, you know, the M standing for morality, the O for outstanding, the T for tender. Come on, y'all. Now, look, my mother was still living. I was probably in my 50s then. When I was a little kid, she would grease my hair. Y'all don't know if y'all know. She would part it, put some Vaseline in there, part another one. I got to where I'm about 50 years old. I get down to Oklahoma, and soon as I get there, I sit right down on the floor, and my mother starts parting my hair. I'm just, it don't get no better. That's tender, see. The H is for honorable. The E is for extraordinary. And the R is for remarkable. When I look at all the precious mothers in this house, you all are the epitome of this acronym here today. So we're going to talk about, let's just go to the scripture, Mark 7, 24 through 30. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read Matthew's account as well. It says, from there he, meaning Jesus, arose, went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at Jesus' feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. Then he said to her, for this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter. And when she had come to her house, she found the demon going out and her daughter lying on the bed. Matthew 15 and 22, and it says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. I'm talking about a mother in need is a mother indeed. Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely, look, Matthew gets a little deeper. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. Excuse me. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshiped him. Yes. I'm just talking about a mother in need. Yes. Is a mother indeed. She came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dog. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. A mother in need is a mother indeed. A mother in need will get the job done. A mother in need who's a mother indeed know where to get some help from. Something about mothers, they don't know what stop or quit or give up mean. And so let me just unpack this a little bit. Because some kind of way, she knew that where to go. So in Mark 3 and 7, it says, but Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him. The word was out. Jesus is in town. And they came from Judea, and they came from Jerusalem, and they came from a place called Idumea, and beyond the Jordan. Listen to this part here, because this lines up with what we just read in chapter 7. It says, and some from Tyre and Sidon, that's where this woman, this mother is from. And a great multitude, when they heard how many things he was doing, came to him. This mother in need, who is a mother indeed, she had heard about Jesus. Look at her situation. Okay, we know that mothers love their children all the time. Regardless of what the situation is, regardless of what they've gotten themselves into, regardless how bad they, whatever, mama loves her children all the time. Can I borrow amen from y'all? I will pay you back. Amen. And the Bible say that she came to Jesus. Well, not only that, she came and fell down at his feet because her daughter is demon possessed. I don't believe the priests could help her. The Levites couldn't help her. The Pharisees or the Sadducees couldn't help. Nobody could help. But she knew that there was somebody named Jesus that could do something about her daughter's situation, whom she loved so much. Yeah. So she fell at his feet and said, my daughter is severely demon-possessed. God has a way of drawing us closer to him, even in hard circumstances. The Bible say here that Jesus didn't even answer her a word. You think that stopped his mother? She said, no, I'm here. No, my daughter. Now, I don't know what this demon-possessed thing looked like that this woman experienced. I don't know what the girl was doing. But it was obvious that she was demon-possessed. Was she going off? Was she tearing up the house? Was she trying to kill herself? What was going on? But the mother, with a heart full of love, she said, Jesus, my daughter is demon possessed. Help me. Have any mother ever said, help me? I remember when we lost our first child, and then Angie was born, and we came home, and Sandy, she was overwhelmed. She said, what do I do with this? She was a mother in need, but she also was a mother indeed, and God showed her just what to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My daughter, she's demon-possessed, Jesus. Now, she's worshiping him. He didn't say a word. Sometimes God is quiet in the midst of the storm, but he hears you. I want to let you know that God hears you. I look around this room, ain't no telling what all these mothers have gone through. No telling how. I don't care if you got young ones like Jennifer, or you got some that's older like Evangelist Dolores and the rest of, but you mothers have gone through some things. I'm gonna write about it. And I believe that God came to your rescue. Sister Barbara, I believe he'd made ways out of no way for you, and I don't think he's through now. What you need, God's got it. A mother in need. Hey, if you're in need and you're a mother indeed, God is going to come to your rescue. He's going to fix it for you. God wants you to be still and know that he is God. Mothers do things that men don't even think about. Mothers handle stuff that men just say, look, here's what I'm going to do. And mother said, no, we need to wait. We need to wait on God. Thank you, Lord. So, all right. Demon possessed, but he answered not a word. And the disciples say, boy, you got to watch people. Folks will try to steal your joy. Sometimes folks will try to take your blessing. And the enemy is behind all of it. So, and his disciples, get this, these are the followers. These are Jesus' anointed followers. the woman is crying out, worshiping Jesus, help, my daughter is demon possessed. And the disciples came and urged him, saying, will you send her away? Can you see that today? Said, send her away, Jesus. She's making mockery out here. I mean, she makes some noise. She just get away from here. I don't believe she was going nowhere. She was where she needed to be. She said, I'm going to Jesus. He's the only one that can help my daughter. And so they say, send her away. And for she cries out after us. But Jesus answered and said, I was sent here to the lost sheep of Israel. Remember when Jesus said, the Bible said he came to his own? Huh? The Jews, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him did what he do. He gave them the power to become the sons of the children of God. So Jesus came to let the Jews, let the promised one know that the Messiah had showed up, even though they were not even accepted him. But here is a Gentile woman. Here is a Greek woman. Here is a woman, but have heard about this Jesus. Have anybody in here heard anything about Jesus? Have you heard that he's a friend of mine? Have you heard that he's a healer? Have you heard that he's a deliverer? Have you heard that he's coming back again? The answer, and they say, just send her away. Jesus said, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. Listen to this. She came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Oh, my God. How many mothers in here have cried out at some point, help me, Lord? Anybody old enough to remember the old song, Sister Patricia? Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Need your help. Oh, God. That's all the song said. Help me, Lord. And I'm telling you, he's a present help, Sister Dorothy, in a time of trouble. She fell down and worshiped him. Jesus, the God of all creation, the compassionate and loving God, he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread. Talking about the Jews, see. Jesus is, it may sound like he's being negative to her. It may sound like he's talking down to her. He's giving her the gospel. He's letting her know he came to his own. And so, mind you, she's still here worshiping. She's still here with a situation, and her daughter is still at home, demon-possessed. Might be tearing up the house, kicking holes in the water pots. Who knows what may be going on in this woman's household? But she's in the right place. She's in the right, it pays to be in the right place. Where's the right place? On our knees, asking God to help me, please. Standing on our most holy faith, trusting our God. He said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. She could have said, you know what? I'm done. I'm out of here. You gonna talk to me like that? Well, a mother in need, who's a mother indeed, don't have that kind of attitude. Because her main focus was her daughter. Her main purpose was to get to Jesus. And now she's before him and she's listening to him. And he's ministering to her and say, look, this is for the household of Israel. And it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dog, like a little lap dog, like Sister Carol's little dog in there, the little Pepper in there. You know, it ain't talking about like a wild Rottweiler or a wolf or a fox or something. But, people have dogs, they just so crazy about them. Don't mind spending $800 just for a checkup. give them a family name. Spot Perry, So Jesus is talking about that kind of animal, the one that's in the house. So it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs, he said. And she said, yes, Lord, I get it. I get it, God. I get it. But I'm still in need. I understand what you're saying. Listen to this. Yet even the little dogs, this is what she said now. Do this sound like humility? Do this sound like a mother in need and indeed? She said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. She said, God, I'd even take a leftover miracle. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. God, yes, I know I'm not of the household of Israel. I understand that I'm a Gentile, but I've heard it said through Isaiah that you're going to make all things new, that you have a message for everybody on the planet. And so she's accepted the fact that he is Lord. And so you know what? Hey, even the dogs eat the crumbs. She's saying, Jesus, just throw me a little bit of something down. You know, I'm at the point where, Lord, any way you bless me, I'm saying thank you. I'm saying hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, God. Thank you for the little things. Thank you for the big things. Thank you for the hard times. Thank you for the good times. Thank you, Lord. Because it's him we move and live and have our very being. It's through him. Praise God for this mother in need. And she's that mother indeed. Yes, Lord. Yet even little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. You know, faith moves God. You can talk all you want, and you can turn some black over flips, back over flips, and blow bubbles. But it's faith that moves God. It's trust in the one who has delivered us, who has saved us, who has given us great and precious promises. I'm reminded of Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to stand on the Lord's side because it makes me mighty glad. I know where my help come from. He said, I know that my Redeemer lived and will stand at the latter day upon the earth. Even after the skin worms have destroyed this body, yet in my flesh will I see God. And I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. In the time of trouble, I'm going to call on him. Jesus answered and said to her, O woman indeed, great is your faith. Any mothers ever had time when the refrigerator was thin, when the bank account was low, no gas in the gas tank? Y'all get the picture. I'm going to shut this thing down. God is so good. Sandy was rushing off to work or to take the kid to the doctor or something, and she left the keys in the house and locked the door. And she had to be in a certain place at a certain time. And Sandy called out to the Lord. Lord, I got to go. Lord, I need your help. She took a key from, I believe, from the job and stuck it in the front door. And it opened up the house. And she was able to do what she had to do. And that key never worked again. A woman in need is a woman indeed. Thank you, God. Great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Hallelujah. I'm done. Mothers, Jennifer, let it be to you as your desire. Barbara, let it be to you as you desire from the Lord. Amen. Sister Patricia, let it be to you. Yes. Oh God, Sister Dorothy, let it be to you. Let your desire be as it to the Lord. Sister, oh God, Sister Simhar, it ain't through with you. In the name of Jesus, let it be to you as you desire in your heart that nobody in this building know but you. Jesus. Hey, as it be your desire. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Sister Dorothy, Sister Dolores, yes. Let it be to you as you desire. Yes. Your sons, your grandsons. Yes. Yes, God. Sister Jessie, all you've been through, let it be to you as you desire in the Lord. He's got you. He's holding you close. He's never failed you yet. Sister Maria, bless you, bless you, bless you in the name of Jesus. Such a sweet spirit. He knows your very frame. Let it be to you as you desire. Do it, God, in the name of Jesus. all of our mothers in the house today. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. Our mothers are in need, but they are mothers indeed. Show yourself mighty, Lord God. Sister Raquel, bless her. Bless her household. Bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sister Jackie, won't you touch? Sister Sean, bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way today, Lord. Encourage our mother's heart. Open up doors. Make ways out of no way. Yes, Lord. Straighten out the crooked places. Break down the high places. Be glorified. A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing, God. Yeah, yeah, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For your glory, for your honor. Heal where it's brokenness, Lord. Sister Camille, touch her, God. Oh, God, in all of the anointing you placed on her, God, there's a need on the inside. Meet the need according to her desire today. Yeah, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Tiffany, you know, Lord, her daughter's in a long, distant place, but God, she's right there in spirit. Bless the girl, Lord. God, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Come on, sister. Why don't you share a song, and then as the Lord leads you, pray us out today. Amen. Happy Mother's Day, Jennifer. Sister, daughter, love you so much.
Oh, I love you.
Amen.
Wow. A mother in need is a mother indeed. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for today. We thank you for the mothers, Lord. Spiritual and physical, as we prayed earlier, Lord. Every woman here, we thank you for your presence, and we thank you for this time, God. Your refreshment, Lord, and who you are. The plans that you have for the rest of this day, next week, the rest of our lives, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Your powerful name, Lord.